This week's message is titled, Boldly Approaching God's Throne. January 3rd, 2024. Opening Scripture. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Matthew 6:9-13, NKJV. Tonight's message. In our fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the daily grind and forget that God has a purpose for each of us. This year, it's important to remember that God has plans filled with hope and goodness for us. But we also need to be aware that not everything in the world aligns with God's ways. There are influences, like the spirit of the Antichrist, that try to lead us away from what God wants for us. Being led by God's Spirit means making choices every day that are in line with God's will. It's about choosing to do the right thing, even when it's not the easiest option. This includes the idea of dying daily to our own desires and putting God's plan first. Prayer is key in this journey. It's our direct communication with God, a way to align our thoughts and actions with His will. A life without prayer can feel empty and powerless. Through prayer, we not only talk to God, but also receive the strength and guidance to face life's challenges. Despite the busyness of life, setting aside time for God and prayer is essential. It's not always easy, but it's important for maintaining our spiritual health. This is similar to the teaching of praying in secret as mentioned in the Bible, where we seek a personal and private connection with God, away from the distractions of the world. Forgiveness is another crucial aspect of our spiritual journey. Just as we seek God's forgiveness, we are called to forgive others. This act of forgiveness is not just beneficial for those we forgive, but also for our own spiritual growth. This year is a time for us to step into a supernatural advantage, moving beyond the ordinary into a realm where prayer and faith take center stage. The more we immerse ourselves in prayer, the more attuned we become to this supernatural way of living. Ephesians 3:12-21 encourages us to approach God boldly, with confidence. It's a reminder to not let anything hinder our relationship with God. We are God's vessels, entrusted with carrying out His work on earth. By staying connected to God through prayer and following His guidance, we can fulfill the purpose He has set for us. Closing Scripture. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To Him be glory in the Church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 3:20-21, NKJV Prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace with both boldness and humility, expressing our gratitude and worship. Lord, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Provide us with our daily bread and the spiritual nourishment we yearn for. Please forgive our sins, as we also forgive those who have wronged us. Lead and guide us away from temptation and sin and deliver us from evil. We bind and rebuke the plans of the enemy, for your kingdom possesses all power and glory. Through you, we have divine power over sin. Amen.